we've got to be really pleased with that point. I thought that first 10, 15 minutes we were rocky on trying to play out. We were giving some suicidal balls and they pressed us really well. Glenn had to make saves and then made a fantastic save from a dubious penalty decision, but it kept us in the game. And at half-time I sort of demanded more from them in terms of be brave but don't be stupid. You know, get the ball down and play, win the second ball. And I think the first 10 minutes we actually had two really clear-cut chances where their keeper made some great saves. So I thought the crowd were fantastic. They were right behind us today, and it makes a difference, I think, to the players. They really, you know, responded to that against a tough side.
Yeah, that was almost a good old-fashioned sort of lower, you know, side lower in the table, home to the side at the top of the table. Kind of the crowd kind of sort of found a common enemy, if you like, in the referee and the opposition, and really got behind you. It was one of those sort of rousing afternoons, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's what you want, you know. But I guess I did say it goes hand in hand that you've got to play the football to get the crowds off the seat. But if we're not, you know, we still appreciate the crowd are with us. Rather, you know, just getting behind us, and that helps us. You know, it helps any player who's having a bad pass to, you know, not go too mad on them. And it, you know, and we understand the demands of the fans. And it was really great today.
And yeah, definitely changing pattern as well, because probably for the second half of the first half, if you like, they probably had too much of the ball, I guess, for your liking. And you can't keep that up for 90 minutes. So second half, you know, you really took the game to them at times as well.
Yeah, I thought we, you know, we got some great deliveries from Dean Cox, which, you know, you're going to get chances, and the header, great save, and I think we should have put that one in. It bounced there on the front of the goal, but then Jimmy's cleared one from them. But I thought second half we had a period before they had a period, and then in the end I thought both teams were going for the game. So, you know, credit to Doncaster as well, the way they play.
Of course, yeah, it stops the losing sequence at home as well. Important to turn that corner.
It's you know, I keep making things that we're losing. We know that, but the building of the team is a bigger picture for me. So I don't dwell too much when we lose. If I can see the bigger picture, that's not going to help the fans, because if we lose a game, but you know, we get stability in this league and we keep a number of the squad for next season, then we have a team to build on. You know, and you know, that's what I see. I don't expect the fans to understand that, but I do sort of want to say that to them, that we are a new side coming together and getting belief, learning the way we want to play. I'm learning a little bit about the way we shouldn't play in Division 2 at times, but there was a move when Josh Leland punched it out to Enzo, he went past him and he crossed it, and that was great play at a level I want, and that's what I want all the time, and we've got to work to get that. We haven't been on a training ground for a long time to get our rhythm going, but it's credit to the players for producing some class today.
And just word on the injury front, because obviously Andre Blackman not playing today. Yep. Obviously Matt Howard still out. What's Jordan Roberts still out? What's the situation?
Knee ligament with Jordan. Possible 2 weeks. Matt 2 weeks before he's back, and it's been great, Matt. He's been a fantastic character in the dressing room. You know, when he speaks with wisdom, and he's, you know, I'll say something. At half time, the players only want a minute off of me and a minute off of Matt Gray, and then Matt Harrell chirping. So he's been a trooper, even though he's been injured for us. I'm really pleased with that. Andre had a tight hamstring, and we didn't risk him, and that's it.